So last week we asked a question and we talked about what does it mean to be planted with purpose, right? We talked about being planted with purpose, that we were not planted to sit still, right? We were planted to grow. We were planted to reach out. We were planted to flourish, bear fruit. And that is what God is calling us to do. But we are also planted to grow. And to grow the right way, we must be deeply rooted in, who do we think? In Christ, right? We need to be deeply rooted in our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's through that deepness and richness with Him that we truly begin to grow and flourish. Because we got to remember that we are not the source of our growth, but God is. He is the vine, we are the branches, and we grow from Him. But let's be honest, it is so easy to know about Jesus, right? We go to church on Sunday, we know a couple verses, we watch the TV, we listen to our worship music. We know Jesus, we know about Jesus Christ, but knowing about Him and truly knowing Him are two very different things. So, if you were to be friends with Michael Jordan, be really cool, right? That'd be like the pinnacle. All right, if you were to be friends with Michael Jordan and then hang out with him, get to know him, you guys are bros, hanging out, get coffee together, play golf, do all the things that you do, and then you go hang out with someone, just casual conversation, and they're like, oh, I know Michael Jordan. He's 6'6". And did you know he was a point guard for the Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls for a short time, right? Thank you, sir. And then he won 6 championships. Did you know that? And you might be like, yeah, everybody knows that. Well, except for me, when I have to figure it out. But when people are like, yeah, I know that. But while that might be cool, you don't know Michael Jordan. Right? We know about Michael Jordan. You can study statistics all day long and spit off things, but you don't know him. And if you do, hats off to you. That's cool. Love to meet him. But that is the same thing we sometimes do or often do with Jesus Christ when we're walking around. Oh, I know Jesus Christ. He rose again on the third day, died on the cross for our sins. He was God's son. Yeah, that's cool. Obviously. We know that. But do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know him personally, on a relational level? Do you know who Jesus Christ is? Do you know about him? So when people are saying all these things, and there's a difference between knowing about someone and truly knowing someone. And when you truly know someone, deep down. I just saw you back there. Glad to see you. Glad you're feeling better enough to get here. Love you. When we truly know someone, we can tell when somebody doesn't know them. I know my wife. She knows me for better or for worse. Amen. Amen. She knows me and I know her. And I can tell right off the bat, when somebody knows about my wife or truly knows my wife. And do you know how I know the difference? Because I truly know my wife. And that's the difference we're going to talk about this morning, that it's easy to know about Jesus Christ. It's easy to walk around. It's easy to say, I know who this person is. He does all these miraculous things. But do you truly, in your heart, know Jesus Christ and have that relationship with him? Because, well, last week we talked that we are rooted, we are planted to grow. When you are planted in something, you are part of it. There's no branch that's part of the tree that's like, ah, don't talk to that guy. Guess what? If a branch cuts itself off, while it might still be part of the tree, it's going to wither and die. There's no way around it. If you are not connected to the source, there is no growth. And that's why this week's message, we're going to talk about rooted to know him. Because last week was rooted to grow. But for true growth to happen in our lives, in our church, in everything that we do, we need to be rooted to know him. Because the deeper the roots grow into Jesus Christ, the clearer his voice becomes. Even if we don't physically hear him. Even if we're like, I'm not hearing this specific voice, but we know what he's saying. I don't know how many times I've looked at my wife. She doesn't have to say a word. I know exactly what she's saying. Right? Because I know my wife. Okay? We need to know Christ the same way. And the deeper the roots grow, the clearer his voice becomes. We move from a surface level surface level information to a relational level, which is deeply rooted, more meaningful, and that's where God wants us all to be. So this morning, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in John 15, verses 1 through 11. And I'm not going to do it my typical way of reading it all first. We're just going to dive right in right now, okay? But first, we're going to pray. So let's pray this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for you. Lord, I pray right now that as we go into this, as we dive into your word, that you would guide us, that you would uplift us, that you would give us the nourishment by being rooted in you. And Lord, I pray right now that we would grow and flourish because of who you are in our life. In your name we pray. Amen. So John 15, verse 1. It starts off, I'm going to read the first five verses. It starts off with, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. And neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So Jesus gives this visual of a vine. And it's been instantly understood in this time. We can understand it now. Amen? It's something that we can all just understand and take hold of. A grapevine. The vine is the source of life and nourishment to everything that branches out from it. And the branches are always, no matter what the branch says, no matter where it goes, the branches are always completely 100% dependent on the nourishment of the vine. There's no way around it. So he's saying, here, when he's talking to them, he's saying, you don't just believe in me. You must be rooted in me. Our source of life, our source of worth, our source of everything that we have, our growth, who we are as a person, how we act, the actions that come from us need to come from the source of the vine. Okay? And this is where we ask ourselves, because in this kind of context, we're saying, okay, who is Jesus in this? He is the vine. He is the vine, and we are the branches. But he is the vine, the only source of real, lasting life and nourishment. And this gift that he's giving us through this is to God himself, to produce fruit that lasts. And we should think about this. And when we say, I don't really need Jesus. I don't need this life. I don't need the church. I don't need to be here. I don't need to pray. I can stop in as I please. All these things. When we say that, you need to understand that because apart from him, on any level, we begin to die in spirit, in health, in life, because you will never produce the fullness of joy, purpose, meaningful life, or eternal impact that you were truly created for apart from the vine. So without Jesus in your life and without being lifted up by him in spirit and being lifted up by him as who he is, we can't grow. So last week we talked about, yes, as a church, as people, we are planted to grow. That is the purpose. But growth does not come independently of ourselves. We are planted to grow, but it is by Christ, it is through him being the true vine that we grow and flourish. And I want to point out something just so we can remember this. If I can find it. He cuts off every branch that bears no fruit. If we are not bearing the fruit of Christ, we are cut off from the vine. And secondly, while every branch that does bear fruit, listen to this, he prunes. And I want to remind you guys of something. Pruning does not mean not painful. I think we are a lot of times caught up and we're just like, oh man, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand why God's doing this. I don't know why I lost this. I don't know why I'm over here. I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why this person is mad at me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this person left as a friend. Who knows? But God does. And sometimes you just have to trust God. All the time you have to trust God, but sometimes you just need to realize maybe God is pruning me to grow more. Because there is times that we grow and we get to this point and it's like, you know what? We have to cut things back. I always see my wife out in our front yard and we have a garden. No, it's not a garden. What is it? It's a rose bush. A couple. Hey, to me, that's a garden. Talk to me about mac and cheese. I'm going to say it's a gourmet meal too. So, our garden, I might be sitting out there if she can coerce me out of the house, and I'm sitting there, and she's watering, she's doing her thing, and the rose bush can have what looks like to me, a non-green thumb dude, flowers. I'm like, they're pretty, it's growing, it's nourishful, but she, as the gardener and someone who knows them better than me, goes out and is like, I'm going to clip here. I'm going to clip this, I'm going to take this off, spraying something over here because of the little bugs. All these things are happening because she is pruning it back so that it can grow back even healthier next time. And what that has done in our house, we have, if you can imagine, I'm such a good, awesome husband. When she bought these plants in these plastic bins, like the little buckets, I did the husband thing and I went, I set it on the ground, and I was like, there you go. When it grows more, I will plant it. And it didn't wait for me. It broke through the bottom, and there's roots, and this thing is huge, and I'm like, didn't need me. But it did need to be deeply rooted. And when it gets pruned back, as Jesus does in our life, it grows healthier. It produces better fruit. And we produce better fruit when we trust God in our life to go through these changes. So without Christ in our life, we are, without being rooted in him, we can never live to the full potential. But at the same time, we need to trust him when we are rooted and he's taking things around, he's switching things up, he's moving our life around, he's changing what we think is supposed to be our normal day. We just need to sit back and be, okay, God, you're doing something. I don't know what, but I trust you as the gardener in my life. So we don't just believe in Christ. We must be rooted in him. Because in verse 5, it says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from Christ, you can do nothing. You can do nothing meaningful towards kingdom impact unless you are deeply rooted in Christ. You can say things. You can do things. You can talk to people. But when someone who is deeply rooted in Christ or knows Christ is going to see people like that and go, you're just talking about Jesus. But your lifestyle shows that you do not know Jesus and you are not with Jesus. And unfortunately, a lot of our life is like that. There's a lot of churches that I see online. There's a lot of pastors that I see preaching that you can just tell, or you can see them, and their lifestyle comes out. And you're like, wow, you were not deeply rooted in Christ, but you sure knew how to speak about him. But apart from him, we can do nothing. And that's not an insult. That's not him slapping you in the face saying, look, apart from me, you can do nothing. If we were to say that, then yeah, I'd be full of it. If I were to look at my wife and be like, apart from me, you can do nothing. She'd be the first one to laugh. She just internally did. She just didn't want to laugh out loud because she might, it'd be loud. But it's just not true. Because the source of our life, the reason why, and we all have places we need to grow. I need to grow. My wife needs to grow. Our children need to grow. We all need to grow. But one of the reasons why I believe that me and my wife have such a good relationship, and we talk about it all the time. We check in. I'm like, you good? Because all this chaos happening around us, we just have to kind of mentally check at night before bed. We're like, we're good, right? You and me. And it's like, yeah. But it's because she's not independent because of me. She's not rooted in me. She's rooted in God. And I'm rooted in God. And while I need to grow and flourish and things need to happen to become better rooted in God, I know that if I'm rooted in God and she's rooted in God, then we're good. And we always will be. It's kind of like that pyramid where it's like, if you want to grow closer together as people, and God's the center of your life. If you grow up towards God, you're going to naturally grow closer. And that's what's going to happen. Because apart from him, you can do nothing. So that is an invitation. You were not made to do life on your own. So when you feel alone, when you feel helpless, when you feel like something's going on and you are just caught, you are not alone. Christ is right there with you. And if it's through a process of pruning in your life, if it's through something you don't understand, Christ is there to hang out with you and hold you through it. It's like, man, this is going to be rough, but we're going to get through this. Verse 6, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. So disconnected branches wither. But rooted branches thrive. Like I said, if they could still be attached, they can still be on the tree. But you've seen it. Like, you can drive around. You can see it. Sometimes a tree is healthy, and then there's just one spot that's just completely dead. It's still hanging onto the tree. It's still part of the tree. But you're like, man, that section is rough. And some you have, like, there's nothing you can do at that point. You have to go cut it off. And we're told that if we don't bear fruit, if we're not bearing fruit for Christ, if we're not living with Christ, if we're not deeply rooted in him, eventually we will get cut off. But we have to be rooted. We have to be with him. And this is how God wants us to be through Christ, rooted. Because it continues to say in verse 7 and 8, if, big word there, if you have an option, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. So if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. That word remain, in some versions of the Bible it says abide in him, to be connected. Being abided in Christ is not about you. It's about glorifying God. It's about producing the kind of fruit that makes people take notice and say, there is something different about you. And I don't know what it is. You live the same life. You work the same job. You have the same income. Maybe we drive the same type of vehicle. We're both married. Both have kids. Both live in a modest house. But what is different about you? And when we're rooted in Christ, that's the difference. We show that. We show that to people around us. And it's like, what is different about you? Well, I know a man named Jesus Christ in my life. And I'm deeply rooted in him. And my life represents that. My life isn't represented by my job, by the car I drive, by the income I make. I'm represented by Christ in me. Because I'm rooted in him. So while we might look the same, we might have the same job, we might have the same car, if you don't have Christ, you're going to look different from me. Because I'm rooted in him. And we want to show that to the world around us. And Jesus says, remain in my love. That is the invitation. That is the invitation for you to not perform, to not impress, but to truly stay connected in him. And that's the great news that we can see this morning, is that we do not have to earn God's love. We do not have to earn salvation. We just need to be deeply rooted in him. Not by ourselves, not of our own self, just rooted in him. He is the strongest. He is the most flourishing. He is everything. The Alpha and the Omega. He is God. And if I have a chance to be rooted in him, to get my nourishment from him, to get my water, my nourishment, my fuel source, whatever you want to call it, is from him, I can't be taken down. I won't be shaken. In verse 11, it says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. The result of abiding in love with Christ, the result of abiding in Christ and being deeply rooted in him is love, joy, fulfillment, fruitfulness, a peace that you have never known because it is through him. Now remember, we said we get, I think it was last week, we've said it in the last couple weeks, that we rest in him. When I know Jesus Christ, when I truly know who Jesus Christ is, and when you truly know what the word says, I'm not saying that I know this thing front to back. No. I'll be the first one to tell you. Most of the stuff that I put in my brain goes right out my brain unless I'm constantly, constantly reading it. And I cannot read this book cover to cover every day. But I try not to read it cover to cover. But I try to be in the Word. And I don't just, and I'm not just saying in the Word as I study for my sermons, like truly in the Word. You know, one of the greatest things, and I'm going to embarrass my wife for a minute because she's amazing. But one of the greatest things that I love my wife doing, because we're just opposite. That whole saying, opposites attract, could not be any more true between me and Megan. And when I want to do things, and when I'm in the Word, and when I'm doing things, is my time. It's when I'm doing it. But she's the kind of person, no matter what I'm doing, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm scrolling through social media just to like unwind at night. All of a sudden, this man's voice appears in our room. And I'm like, it's not me. And it's the proctor guy that she listens to. I forgot what it is. The voice that is reading to her, because she reads like devotionals in the morning. And then she reads and she has what is it called? Yeah, it's a pause app that she does where it's just like a repeat of prayer and stuff like that. And I'm just like, huh. And she invites me. She's like, you want to listen to it? And sometimes I do, and sometimes I fall right asleep because that's just not when I do it. But I love that because my wife begins her day with God. And no matter what happens, no matter what chaos is going on, no matter what she runs into at work, whatever phone call she makes, whatever phone call she receives, she ends with God every time. And that's amazing. And the good news is that we do not have to earn God's love. We just have to be a part of it. We just have to live with it. You just have to open the book and start reading. You have to bow your head and start praying. Just be with God. And I guarantee you, even if you're sitting there going, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. John is always a great book to start in, okay? But another thing I would say, just start. I don't know how to pray. Just start. Prayer is going to look different between most, like everybody. You don't have to pray like somebody else. Just talk to God. I will tell you one thing. Most of the time that I pray, my eyes aren't closed. Because most of the time that I'm praying is on my commute. I spend a lot of time driving, and I just pray. Just start talking to God. And I would not, for any sense of the word, say that I am this prayer person that you want to like pray for things. I'm just not. It's not my gift. I talk to God, I communicate with God, I pray. But if you want some prayer and to hear it, that's why you start seeing other people up here. Because there's people that are gifted in that. And we want to bring those people. Because that's how we grow, is being the body of Christ together. Having other people singing with us in worship. Do I love being up here and singing? Of course. But I love other people. I would love to be pushed out. I would love for it to be like, hey, we don't need you. Great. Let me go back to studying. But it's through those other people, it's through those other things that people are gifted in saying, hey, I can pray. Great, pray. Hey, I love talking to people. Great. I'm going to call out Debbie right now. Because she's always telling me, and she's like, I dropped this. She'll talk to people in the drive-thru and hand them a card through the window. Do you know how much anxiety that gives me just hearing about it? I'm like, you did what? But it's not about me saying I have to do this myself. It's about me saying, you know what? God has gifted me in an area of teaching and preaching. God has gifted someone like Jermaine in an area of teaching and preaching, and also evangelism. And instead of me going, how do I figure this out? I just say, hey, Jermaine, help us. Let's go. I go to people like Debbie and say, how was your conversations this week? And they're like, they're great. Sweet. But that's part of being the body of Christ. When we are rooted in him, all the branches grow from him. But you are not every branch. You are not every piece of fruit. We are all together in this. We are all rooted in Christ together in this. We grow through him. But while there might be many branches, many parts of the body, Jesus is the head. If you look at a tree or anything like that, there is always only gonna be one root, one base, one foundation, and that's gonna be Jesus Christ. Amen. It can grow high, it can grow wide, it can grow hundreds of branches, fruit galore. It's gonna be one base, and that is Christ. And that's always gonna be the strongest, because from him we grow. And we can't sustain it ourselves. So, if you have ever felt spiritually dry, I want you to ask yourself, am I remaining in him in my life? If you felt distant, aimless, something's going on, ask yourself, have I been trying to bear fruit apart from the vine? And imagine the impact that we would make in our homes, our schools, our workplaces, our community, our church, if we were fully rooted in the vine. And let his life and let his love flow through us, every word, through every decision, through every act. Imagine the impact that we can make by being deeply rooted in Jesus Christ. And instead of just saying, I know about Jesus, we can really go out there and say, no, I know Jesus. Because me and Jesus spend our day together. We spend our life together. We spend our prayer time together. We spend our study time together. And I know who Jesus Christ is because I am deeply rooted in him in my life. Imagine the difference. And all you have to do is start. And if you are somebody that is deeply rooted in Christ and you can see the other people who just know about Christ, bring them in. Be a part of their life. Help them get reconnected to Jesus Christ in their life. Okay? I invite the worship team back up and we're going to pray. But first, before we pray, I just want us to remember one more thing. As we continue to grow, because our vision of Grow 55 and 25, it's not going to be just by clever wording, slogans, signage, where our church is placed on the road. It's not going to be about that. It's going to be about who is abiding in him, people seeing that we are abiding in him, people seeing that we are connected to Christ. And we are growing because of Christ. And that's how we're going to grow. So start your life in prayer. Start your day in prayer. Start your words with him. And just be with him. Let's pray.